Sometimes I consider my pace. I'm reminded of a train gathering speed for the climb to the pass, in whose shadow it already lies, a small metal dragon approaching the ever-present ascending ride to the seventh mountain. Feeling and shaking and leaping, it seems like it wants to come loose from its path cast in iron. But she can't slow down now, as the earth has presented a new crest to reach without barely rest from the last one. And you wonder just what lies beyond, though you've been here before, and forget about the effort and the strain. Always ascending each yard as a mile to the never-ending pull of the steepening grade that's before you. Desert a stream and an oversized bridge for the trickle there beneath. You remember the torrent that it turned to last spring, from the snows melting fast and the river it became in the summer. Perhaps it is ruined by the fire that scorched it so badly that nothing would grow without rain. To wash away the blackened soil now useless, till called upon again in a future as distant and far away as the next range of mountains. Then take it as far as you see and beyond, with eyes you don't use enough to gather up strength. At Thoroughfare Gap, what awaits is whatever you see when you get there, or even before. It's no matter, it's no distance, it's the ride.